may seem odd for a presidential candidate to campaign without leaving home, but that's exactly what this man did, and he won the White House to boot. The American Countryside returns after this. In 1920, Warren Harding waged a front porch campaign in which voters traveled to see the candidate. It was a well-orchestrated event that occurred many times here in Marion.
You would march down here in a parade-style atmosphere with bands playing and flags waving, hear Harding give his campaign speech that day. You would be assigned an eating place. It might be a church, it might be a restaurant, it might be a park where a barbecue would be held. And then at the end of the eating period, you would be escorted back to the train station in time to get on your right train to get back to where you came from.
Melinda Gilpin oversees the Harding home in Marion, Ohio. The front porch campaign was a tactic two other Ohio presidents had earlier employed in their run for the White House.
Harding was the third and last president to run a front porch campaign. Garfield and McKinley were elected through that style. So it was seen as old-fashioned and nostalgic, very appealing to the common voters of 1920.
Harding instituted veterans benefits and established the Office of Budget during his term as president. However, many visitors ask about scandals associated with his term, including the infamous Teapot Dome.
And there was definite misconduct by members of his cabinet. Admittedly, his Secretary of the Interior, Albert Fall, went to prison for taking bribes to allow naval lands to be drilled by private oil companies. Also, his Veterans Bureau chief embezzled money and was caught and was sent to prison as well.
Harding may never have known of some of the illegal activity taking place within his cabinet. Harding died on a West Coast tour in 1923. 300,000 people came here to Marion to pay their respects after the president's death. Traveling the countryside in Marion, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.